At Sibanye Gold, we've come to realize that there's nothing small about SMMEs, the small to medium-sized businesses that employ millions of people and pay billions in tax every year. Which is why we pride ourselves in providing support, leadership coaching, assistance and advice to help grow SMMEs.
You could say we're giving them a golden opportunity to grow. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
The following business conversation is brought to you by Trudon, the publisher of the Yellow Pages and proud supporter of small business in South Africa.
Into the last few seconds of the game, piling in 2 meters from the line. Ball comes out and it's a massive hit as you realize your wife's been asking you to fix the dripping tap since last weekend. Skips first center, into the half gap, and it's still drip, drip, drip. And here comes your angry wife, buddy.
Address those pressing issues fast. Access yellowpages.co.za from your mobile, tablet, or via the app. Now with free call, bookings, quotations, and detailed maps. Yellow Pages. Local reliable results in an instant.
Leadership Platform Live. I'm Adrian Groenewald. This is your SME Leadership feature show. And it's great to be with you after that inspiring hour leadership master lesson and then leadership master interview. It was great. Great masterclass. All on leadership with James Ritchie and Marnie Bosman. And Louis Groenewald in the studio as always. So, this is our SME slot, all about leadership in the small, medium enterprise environment. Last week, we discussed using LinkedIn in business with Dr. Nicolas Ebel, if I said that correctly. Very interesting. I enjoyed that. And you can download that podcast. Richard Angus, welcome from the finance team.
How's it, Aaron? How are you doing?
Good. You sound different.
Yeah.
A week of the flu
can do this to people.
Yeah, let's leave it there. It's a bad one you've got. So glad that you are here. And before we turn to, well, let's say hello to Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you, Adrian.
Is it Fernie, hey?
Kelly Fernie.
Look forward to the conversation on social media. Before we head into it, we've got kind of a usual these days now. Derek Nzavi, also a man he's helped hundreds of small businesses register their businesses and been assisting them, mentoring them over years. So he really is in touch with the feel of a small business owner, how they think, the challenges they face. So it's really great to have you with us, Derek. You've got an inspirational thought or something that might be of interest to our small business owners. Go for it.
Thanks a lot, Adrian, and thanks to the listeners. I've got one thing that I looked at today to say, how do we grow organically and how do we grow acquisitionally as individuals? How do we develop ourselves? Because if you look at a company, for a company to grow, it's either organic or through acquisition. The same with us as individuals. We have to look at these two components to say, if you want to grow organic, what is it that you need to do as an individual? And if you want to grow acquisitional, what do you need to do? Firstly, organic, it means that you have to look at internal resources to say, as a company, what is it that I have internally to develop or to grow my company? What kind of stuff do I have to grow organically within the company?
That I can leverage that I have.
Yes. But if you look at acquisitional, it means that you can be lazy and say, no, we're going to buy so-and-so. They are growing well, so we can just go and buy them. The same with us as individuals to say, you can develop yourself acquisitional by attending the seminars, going, you know, all over and being on the talk shows and everything. But now you have to look back and say, how do I grow as an individual? Is there anything that after my daily activities being all over, do I reflect and say, what is it that as an individual I need to do consistently to make sure that I develop and grow?
Bring that into your life. Give it rhythm, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to look at that to say, as an individual, how do I organically grow? How do I implement my systems personally? How do I do? Because going to a seminar, you can come back excited, but after a week, you might even forget that. So that is the knowledge that you acquire outside. But you as an individual, what is it that you do to make sure that you grow from inside and you are able to multiply yourself, that even if tomorrow you have to get somebody to run your company, that person will know which policies, which systems are in place that I can use to run this company.
So see yourself as a business as well, in a way. Hey?
Exactly.
I personally can grow in different ways, organically or acquisitionally.
Yes.
And a little business, same thing.
Exactly.
The guest we had in the previous show, James Ritchie, gave us that formula, sort of six steps. Mm-hmm. First one was get up early. Second one was
work hard.
Was that what he said? Yeah. So get up early, work hard, educate yourself, find your oil, your niche, what you're good at.
Exactly.
And number five, he said, make your mark.
Exactly.
And then he said, finally, number six, to keep you humble on down on the earth with your feet is to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Derek. It's a good message.
It's a pleasure.
Richard, Angus, maybe introduce us to our guest and let's get going on the topic of social media. A small little thing in our lives, you know, it's not really part of our lives.
Yeah.
But let's get over it.
Get over social media. Yeah. Reminds me of that company that took the decision that the internet was not going to go anywhere in life, so you better not get involved with it. Yeah.
Now, where are they today?
Yeah, social media. Okay, so joining us in the studio today is Kelly. Kelly is a self-proclaimed social media junkie. I've had the pleasure of working with Kelly in a number of different organizational spaces. Kelly, just give us a little bit of background as to this lovely little thing called Oh My Word, which is what Adrian was referring to earlier. Tell us a little bit about Oh My Word and what you do.
Oh My Word Communications is a communications consultancy. And we've very much taken the mindset that we're not a PR agency, we're not an ad agency, we're about conversations. Because to have real, relevant engagements with consumers and whoever your audience is, you need to have a conversation in this modern world. Gone are the days are adverts and brochures that you can pump out there and people must just swallow what you're giving them. In this day and age, everything that you send out there about your company, somebody can comment on in some space. And so Oh My Word is about helping clients create relevant conversations and managing those conversations.
So it's, that's nice. The word in there stands out. So it's not just about or not about like we had the CEO of Ocean Basket in the studio last week and she was saying they try and create what kind of environment, Louis? It's a kind of environment where people say, oh my goodness, they were here.
Yes.
And whenever you do something, it's like, oh my goodness. And when people listen to the show, oh my goodness, you know, so that's kind of the feeling I got with Oh My Word. Mm-hmm. You know, you help people create that aha moment in their lives where they say, oh my word, that was good, that made sense.
Okay, so Kenny, I mean, you know, we talk about social media. I mean, where does this all start? I mean, what's that first step in social media? I mean, I think there's some basics that we need to get our minds around before we even get into the world of social media.
I think it goes back to the principles of marketing and communications right at the very beginning. Like, who is your consumer? What do they want to know and what do they want to hear? Because if you're not giving them relevant stuff, they're not going to listen, they're not going to participate. So be relevant, choose relevant content, and it's not always about what you want to tell them, it's about what they want to hear. So it takes a little bit of thinking to trying to put yourself in the shoes of your consumer and figure out what their pain point is and what they want to know, rather than just spew information about who you are and what you do.
And I think, you know, in today's day and age of multiple devices and different platforms, obviously the world of communication goes far beyond just written or spoken word. You're now into video. I mean, what's happening in that space?
Video is growing unbelievably. And it comes, again, back to that content thing of content being relevant and content being catchy. And we saw a few years ago on places like Facebook, if you put a photograph with your content, you had a lot more chance of being seen. And nowadays, it's video is the big thing that's catching people's eyes. You might have noticed...
On Twitter as well, if you put a picture there, it also seems to go further.
It does. And what you're seeing now, you might have noticed on Facebook in South Africa in the last few weeks, for the first time, videos run automatically. So as you're going down your news feed, all of a sudden, you'll see the video going without any sound, but the video is running.
Got to click on it, then the sound comes, yeah.
Yes. So that's been going for a while in the US. It's only recently in South Africa that it started happening.
And check out your bandwidth when that happens.
That's exactly the issue. Check your settings on your phone to make sure you don't use all your data with just one look at your Facebook newsfeed. But it is about attracting the eye. And obviously, if a video is catchy and engaging from that first second, you're going to drag people in. And obviously, if you're looking at it from a communications perspective, you've got to make sure that video content is relevant to the people who are going to be sharing it.
So just give us some stats on, in the world of YouTube. I mean, YouTube's a great tool that you have out there. You know, What are we seeing out there? What's happening in the world of statistics around YouTube?
Well, YouTube obviously was the first platform that really focused on video. Mm. The other platforms like Facebook and that type of thing are trying to get into that space now. But because YouTube was there first, they have over 1 billion users. And about 1/3 of all the people on the internet are on YouTube. And every day there are hundreds of millions of hours that people are actually watching on YouTube. And in the younger generation, I have a much younger brother-in-law who opted not to buy a TV and instead chose a data package rather than paying for DSTV. And he sits and he watches YouTube every night when he gets home from work. He doesn't even own a TV or watch TV anymore. And so he chooses his content and what he watches. So that's very much a change that's happening.
So I think there's something important to realize there from a social media engagement is you're moving to a population environment where you no longer have, let's call it, market demographics like you've had traditionally in marketing environments where you say, oh, this is the type of demographic that's going to watch TV at this point or see our ad or, you know, travel on this road or whatever. In the world of social media, you're now talking to an audience of one.
Yeah.
And if it's not relevant, you're out. Because from a social media perspective, it's not, that engagement is just not going to happen. You're going to get filtered out, and only the relevant stuff gets brought to a user's kind of conscience and awareness in the social media space. So if you don't understand your target market really, really well, and you don't know how to talk to that target market really, really well, you've got a problem.
Yeah. The nice thing, though, is that we no longer live in that world where we have to get millions of rands worth of stats and data and research on our consumers to find out what they want to hear. Mm. Because we're having a conversation, we can ask them and they will tell you.
Yeah.
And they will ask you in various different forums and platforms the stuff that they want to know. So if you're just monitoring your social media and your engagements with your consumers, they'll actually tell you what they want to hear. And then it's just about reacting to that.
It's quite interesting. I think we all know the Hello Peter platform that has been around for many, many years. And I'll never forget when Hello Peter started out, there was almost this kind of approach of, if you were on this platform or got yourself onto this platform, this was really, really bad news. And what you wanted to do was you wanted to try and get the person who was complaining about you on the platform off the platform as quickly as possible. So if they had one interaction, complained about something, and you could respond back and say, this complaint is sorted, and you got them off, that was like the goal. There was no interaction. I mean, nowadays, if you think about, for example, banks, you know, Twitter accounts, you know, you think of FNB with their different people that they have in the Twitter space. Michael Jordan's a good one, who was active as a CEO on places like Twitter, etc. You now have that social media engagement that you just never ever thought was possible, you know, 10 years ago even. So I think that whole world of social media has changed, and the way you interact has changed. Now, you know, we talk about social media. You've talked a little bit about YouTube. Then there's the proverbial Facebook.
Yes.
Who should be on, and maybe let's just rewind a little bit, who should be on what platform and where? Because that, I think that, you know, every business is, you know, should I be on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, this, that, Pinterest, this, that, and the next thing. Like, where should I be? Where shouldn't I be? Give me some views.
And before you do that also, Derek, yes. I want you to, I'm going to ask you just now whether you see an awareness of social media in the really small businesses that you deal with. Okay, so we'll get there now. Let's quickly listen to the comment there. I'm interested. Kelly?
Okay, I think the platform all depends on who you are and what you do. So for instance, Facebook is not necessarily the best platform for you, although it's probably the biggest social media in South Africa at the moment, and there's so many people on it. If you're in a business that people are not going to want to engage with in their free time, in their social time, in their downtime, then you might be wasting your time to be on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you might have to put a lot of money into growing your Facebook community. Whereas if you're in an environment where you're a charity or you have a product that people use in a social environment or in a personal situation, then that might become part of their conversation, part of their daily life and engagement. The fastest growing platform in South Africa at the moment is actually Pinterest.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of people come to me and say, well, Pinterest is growing the fastest. Quickly, we need to be on Pinterest. And then again, you've got to look at it and say, how are we relevantly on Pinterest and how do we do stuff? So the initial thing is, oh, well, things like accountants don't need to be on Pinterest. But you'll be amazed at what they can do with spreadsheets on Pinterest.
Don't even know what Pinterest is.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's one of the challenges is, you know, what platforms to interact with and on, you know, as you interact, who's interacting with you? Is it somebody that's relevant to your business? And is it somebody that's actually that you want to engage with?
Yes.
Or is it just a bit of social engagement, but it doesn't really take you somewhere and it's not a key decision maker in your business.
Mm.
Now, when you look at this whole world of social media, there's this lovely thing that kind of comes out, this new terminology, this thing called a hashtag. Now, I read this quote and I thought I would like to repeat this on air. It said, as ridiculous as hashtags might seem to marketing veterans who remember a day before Twitter and Facebook, the younger generation and potential customers and clients don't. To them, using a hashtag is as natural and as common as typing their query into the search box. And I thought that was a really, really powerful statement because at the end of the day, you know, I guess it's all about being able to be found out there. And if you can't be found, well, then you're no one.
Hmm.
You're not relevant.
Very interesting.
I mean, I know, Derek, before we get to the hashtag, you're active on Twitter. You've got like over 40,000 followers, I think. But is it real out there for actual small businesses surviving?
Well, I think there's a need for CEOs, especially those who are managers of the company, because if you run a small business, you cannot much rely on somebody to handle your account, right? The reason is that there are a lot of things that are happening there. So sometimes you need to be there. So most of the people that I meet is to tell them, look, in as much as you can complain about your PA having used your account to say, I'm still asleep, using a business account to say, I'm still asleep, you have to take charge of that yourself. Until such time that your company has grown, that you can be able to get somebody that you can pay to manage it. But don't use your account just to talk about the party you had on the weekend. Mm. You need to bring it home to say, how do I engage my brand to my followers? And remember, there is one thing that we need to know, that it's not about the number of people that you're talking to, but what you are talking about that will attract people.
Mm.
So the more you talk positively, the more you engage your brand, the more people will want to create interest, and the more you'll want to see yourself selling your business at the same time while you are online.
With some of the social media platforms, people don't want you to sell on it, and others they feel it's okay. Mm. Back to the hashtag you were
so,
going there.
Yeah, so perhaps just a comment there on what Derek said. It's really important for people to remember that what goes on in social stays there forever, because there's always a permanent record of it. So, you know, being drunk at last night's office party, while it might seem a great gag right now to post on Facebook or Twitter or say I'm slow plastered, I don't know what my own name is, you'll be reminded of that comment for the next 20 years. Okay, and everybody that searches for you will find that comment somewhere in the taglines. So the reality is, you've got to be really careful about what you put out there in the social media space. I think initially, when social media kicked off, people didn't realize that power would be there, and very quickly people have had to realize that, you know, the photos they post, the comments they make, the inappropriate comments they make. I mean, if you think of many celebrities that have been severely chastised in the public domain for comments they make on Twitter and Facebook, etc., you've got to be really careful what you put out there from a content perspective. Now, if we go back to the whole scenario of hashtags, I mean, I've heard some stats, Kelly, help me here. I've heard that tweets with hashtags received twice as much engagement as tweets without. I've also heard that tweets with two or more hashtags get, I've heard a number of about 20 to 21% more engagement.
That's right.
But the moment you put more hashtags in, then you get less.
Yes.
So just explain to us what this whole hashtagging world is about, how it works, what the thinking is.
So the way I explain it to people who are not necessarily in the digital world is, imagine you're in a library and you need to find a book on a certain topic. Where do you start? You start with that topic and you start looking for the books in that section of the library and then look for books on that specific topic.
Just remind us what a library is again.
Exactly. So if you're in the social world, there's so much going on every second. There's so many conversations, so many different people. So how do you find the people who are having a conversation about the topic that you want? You use a hashtag to search for that that content. So it's like a search term. That you would add to your content so that people can find that conversation and engage in it and learn more from that.
And let me just check. So obviously that's the way, you know, on Twitter you check what's trending, i.e. what people are talking about. Well, it's just how many hashtags are out there on the specific topic right now and how many people are having conversations about it. So, you know, during last night's during the rugby game, you know, the hashtag, you know, Rugby World Cup, guess what? You know, you're going to be trending because everybody's talking about what's going on in the game right now.
That's it.
Okay.
So I think the key thing as well is that if you put more than two hashtags into your tweet, for instance, then your hashtags are going to end up being longer than your content. If your hashtags become too many, then people don't actually know what you're trying to say and what you're trying to talk about, and you start dissolving and losing relevance. And so that's why you need to focus. What are you really talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And in a company organization, sometimes people try and create a hashtag that fits with their brand. So don't use your brand name, but use something that is part of your company, part of your values, part of who you are, and use that in a consistent manner.
Okay, that's interesting.
Is it true that if you aren't on social media, your company will fail in the future? Now? Soon? Far in the future? I mean, what? You know, obviously, big companies, your big mining companies, they don't need to be on social media. There are some clear, there's some clarity around that, I think.
Mm.
But then there's these just broad statements that say, if you're not on social media, you will fail. You won't exist in the next few years. Or whatever those statements are, you might be more aware of them.
I think that it does depend on your industry for right now, but I think that is also going to change. As we're all starting to engage in those environments, you know, just as some of us now only ever see headline news in tweets, we don't see it on the TV or on the radio or wherever else, or in the newspapers, for instance. We only see it in social media. That's going to happen more and more as the younger generation who've lived with social media from day dot are going to grow up. And so you need to be relevant. You also remember that every single member of staff is on social media somewhere, somehow. And actually, they are a representation of your company, whether they're tweeting in their personal capacity or not.
But we also, I mean, you just can't be everywhere. You can't be on Instagram and on the P1 that you mentioned earlier and
Pinterest.
And on Twitter and on Facebook and on, I mean, it's ridiculous.
So be relevant. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
If LinkedIn is what's going to work for your organization and the type of people you're talking to, then use LinkedIn and focus and make sure you get the right content out there, because content is what's going to get people engaged. And if the content's wrong, then you're not going to go anywhere. So choose one or two, focus, and build from there.
And remember as well that content is not platform specific.
No.
So if somebody sees something on LinkedIn, for example, they can share that in the Facebook world as well.
Mm.
Okay, so if people want to pick it up and utilize your content and you become a thought leader from a content creation perspective, and we spoke about that last week, it's actually quite easy to be on a single platform but still have relevance across other environments and still have presence in other environments. Now, just on that, I mean, let's talk a little about some of the apps that you should have or could have in your world, because there are some ways to deal with this particular problem that Adrian's talking about.
Oh. So, for instance, Facebook has an app that they've created called Pages. And if you're running more than one page, you can have them all in that app, and that will actually track all of them for you, all the tweets, I mean, all the posts, all the likes, all the shares, everything that's going on those different pages that you might be managing. So in one place, you can see all your pages, and you can see the stats, which you don't normally see when you've got a personal Facebook page, but on a company Facebook page, you can see all the stats and data behind it. So that's really helpful if you're on Facebook. There are other apps that actually go across all different platforms. So for instance, there's Hootsuite and there's HubSpot. And what they can actually help you do is that you can create your post, create your link to your content that's on your website or in some other environment. And in one click, you can send it to all of those social media in one go. And that also helps you drive your content into into different places without having to log into Twitter and then log into Facebook and then into Pinterest and then into Instagram.
I tweet and then with that app, however it happens, it can go onto Facebook and Instagram, wherever.
And LinkedIn and Pinterest and everything else all in one go.
And you can schedule your posts as well.
Yes.
So you don't have to be sitting there at 7 o'clock at night. Just send out that post on LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever.
Or 10 o'clock in the evening when people really want to, they have time to look at it.
So,
Derek?
No. For me, I think that maybe what you asked a very crucial question to say, how relevant will be companies, you know, in the coming years without social media? I believe that maybe what may not be relevant are websites. But if the company doesn't have a, you know, social media account, then might be disadvantaged, you know. But the website, you'd find that everybody now needs to get information from your social media account. But as you said, that again, it has to be, you need to know which one works better for you. You can't be all over.
But you see, I might disagree there. I'll tell you why I say that. I think your website becomes your content hub.
Mm-hmm.
And your social media elements, Twitter or whatever, that's what I do currently.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you send people to. That's where your content is. That's where you go and fetch content to then tweet. Yes.
But now you know the challenges, Adrian, is that remember before, most of the things that you say on social media, people would get them on weekly basis on your website. But you'd find that the more you are on social media, the more your content on the website is no longer updated on regular basis. Yes. So that would mean that as a CEO, remember that even with your Twitter, they now want to go beyond your 140 words, right? Meaning that most of the content, if you can write a full page on Twitter, then why would you need your website to write another full page there? Because you know that on your Twitter, you've got live people that you are interacting immediately. And look at the companies now, like your newsrooms, they are now doing away with comments.
Yeah.
Yes. So, meaning that they are looking at the relevancy of the social media more. So
Kelly, what do you think as expert here?
I don't think we'll ever get to a full page on Twitter. I don't think it's actually how the medium will work. So, I think that there will always be space for
links and all that.
To your website, to your content. And your website could always be, as you say, you're using it now, as a repository for all your information, and you're using your social media to bring people to that repository.
But that repository must be very active and very up to date, because your Twitter runs daily, and
once a week is not enough.
Correct.
Yeah, knowing how to manage your content and keep it fresh and relevant without being repetitive is quite an important element of how you manage your social media in a company and in an offering environment where you're offering value, either as a thought leader, products, whatever it may be.
And then again, as I said before, if that sounds scary that you've got to come up with content all the time, just remember it's a conversation. Yeah. And use what you're getting from your audience to feed back what they're looking for.
And maybe to add it there, what I wanted to say is you remember that how you introduce yourself on social media. If people get used to you advertising your business from day one, those who will follow you are the ones that will get used to that. Like in my case, I know that every day I make sure that there is an advert that runs through. So it's more like a commercial in the middle of your discussions. So there are those that will leave because they don't like you talking about your business, but there are those that will stay because they are now seeing value or identifying with
what
you say.
They signed up for.
Yeah. So you need to stand your ground and say, what is it that I'm here for? To get customers and at the same time to give information. So and okay, you bring Richard, the balance.
Thank you, Derek. Richard and Kelly, quickly, let's round up.
So, yeah, just Kelly, maybe in final comment here in terms of how do you improve your presence in social media? Give us just some quick three or four ideas in closing.
As Derek was talking about earlier, you can do it organically or you can do it through acquisition. So on acquisition, you could do use Facebook, LinkedIn or Twitter. You can actually spend money on those platforms to grow your base and to get more followers. But then there also is the organic side, which is the important side about what interesting content do you have? Because even if you pay Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whoever, to give you more followers, if you're not giving them content that is meaningful to them, they're going to leave. So it's about that balance all the time. You can spend money on it, but you need to do the organic part as well and actually deliver relevant content at all times.
And fundamentally on social media, my final point here, most important thing is people actually need to interact with it. Yes. So if you're not getting people to like it and share it and they're not participating it with you on it, the reality is that you're not then seen as a thought leader and your relevance is going to drop.
Yes, engagement is king.
Social media. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Kelly Fernie, Richard Angus.
Thank you.
As always. And then Derek, thank you so much. Eh?
Thank you.
Look forward to your next inspirational thought on acquisition, organic growth. That was a nice analogy. This conversation was brought to you by Trudon. Visit trudonhome.co.za for all your small business marketing needs. Trudon, it's our business to grow your business.
This putt for birdie and to take the trophy as the new champion. And you still haven't booked that jumping castle for your daughter's birthday tomorrow. 15 yards from the hole should break from left to right. And just imagine the disappointment as your daughter realizes you've let her down in spectacular fashion.
Address those pressing issues fast. Access yellowpages.co.za from your mobile, tablet or via the app. Now with free call, bookings, quotations and detailed maps. Yellow Pages. Local reliable results in an instant. Cliffcentral.com